From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Investigators with a presidential commission looking into this past summer's oil spill at a BP well in the Gulf of Mexico say previous test results should have raised concerns about the cement used to seal the well just before the deadly blowout occurred. An explosion at the well in April claimed the lives of 11 rig workers and sent millions of barrels of crude oil into the waters of the Gulf. Contractor Halliburton was in charge of cementing that well and has said its own test showed the cement was stable. However, BP has said its testing showed problems with the cement that allowed oil and gas to enter the well. Halliburton has said it's reviewing the findings and will release its own report. The Alaska Supreme Court says voters at polling places may look at an official list of write-in candidates. Despite complaints from the two major parties, it gives an unfair edge to incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski, who's running as a write-in. But as NPR's Martin Kosty reports, the legal wrangling there is far from over.
The court reversed a lower court ruling, and it now says if voters ask for help, they may consult the list of write-in candidates. This is the first time the state has ever produced such a list, and Democratic State Chair Patty Higgins says it shows the state's bias for Senator Murkowski.
You know, the Division of Elections says, no, we've never done this before, but now we have a really important person running a write-in. And it's not their purview to decide which of us is a very important person.
The state Supreme Court's ruling is not final. It plans to review the situation before Election Day. And in the meantime, it's ordered that early ballots cast using the list be segregated in case they're eventually found to be invalid. Martin Kosty, NPR News.
Fewer Americans were applying for unemployment benefits last week, but as NPR's Giles Snyder reports, economists remain wary.
Mark Zandi is the chief economist at Moody's Analytics. He says the drop in new jobless claims is a good sign, but the labor market is not quite there yet.
Because these numbers are quite volatile week to week, and the level of claims is still uncomfortably high, but it is encouraging that it's moving in the right direction.
The Labor Department says applications for jobless benefits dropped by 21,000 to a seasonally adjusted 434,000 last week. But the four-week moving average is still hovering around 450,000. Sandy says that less volatile figure will have to fall further to indicate an improving labor market. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The firm Realty Track says the number of foreclosures in 11 of the nation's 20 largest metropolitan areas were up during the third quarter. Rick Sharga is with Realty Track.
Clearly, the foreclosure problem isn't completely relegated to a handful of states anymore and spreads along with unemployment rates across the country.
Sharga says California, Nevada, Florida, and Arizona remain the nation's hotbeds for foreclosure. However, double-digit percentage gains in foreclosure activity were noted in Seattle and Chicago. Blue chip stocks turned lower for a second straight days. Investors continued to wade through earnings news. The Dow was down 11 points today. The NASDAQ was up 4. This is NPR. Protests in France against new government regulations that will up the country's retirement age by 2 years continue, though there are signs the opponents of the increase are not generating the responses they were just a few weeks ago. Demonstrators in Paris today waved flags and set off flares, and in the southern part of the country there were protests. There were rail and air delays, with a third of flights out of Paris's Charles de Gaulle airport and half of those at smaller Orly airport canceled. The country's parliament has already approved the pension reform measures. Game 2 of the World Series tonight between the San Francisco Giants and the Texas Rangers. The Giants surprised many with their Game 1 pounding of Texas A's pitcher Cliff Lee. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, it was a performance the Giants are quickly trying to forget.
Athletes like to talk about having short memories. It's easier that way to move on from a tough loss or a great win. This was Giants outfielder Cody Ross after last night's 11-7 San Francisco victory.
We can't go out there tomorrow and think, oh, yeah, we beat Cliff Lee. You know, C.J. Wilson's pretty good. We have to get on him early too.
Like Cliff Lee, Texas Game 2 starter C.J. Wilson is a left-hander who likes to, in baseball terms, pound the strike zone with fastballs and cutters. Those are fastballs that break slightly at the plate. Texas hopes Wilson can shut down the aggressive Giants batters. The Rangers also want to get their best hitters untracked. The top four batters in the order were only 2-for-15 in Game 1. Tom Goldman, NPR News, San Francisco.
The U.S., at least for now, has lost bragging rights in terms of having the world's fastest supercomputer, the Tianhe 1 machine housed at the National Center for Supercomputing in China, capable of the equivalent of 2,507 trillion calculations per second. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.